Welcome to this special Tulip Time edition of the Vrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Every morning during Tulip Time, a series of buses pull onto Main Street in Pella, filled with out-of-towners ready to take in the sights and sounds of Pella at its best. Each group passing through is given a warm hello and their daily itinerary before they're sent on their way.
I hope you have a really great day. We'll get your tour guide on now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
With a blend of expertise,
I'm suggesting you get there a little bit early because most of the seats are sold and they're not reserved, so get there by 12:45.
And plenty of humor.
And you're from where?
Minnesota.
Well, welcome to the South.
Pella's Dutch greeters have been the front line of Tulip Time for hundreds of visitors for over 35 years.
If you took an average of, say, 75 buses a year, the first few years we had big numbers.
That's why it was fun.
And you go 30 years, you know, then you take times 40 as an average busload, I've greeted a lot of people.
It can be a frantic three-hour shift for the small group, with dozens of buses rotating around various tours and destinations.
Is somebody on that one? Oh, that's the one that's leaving.
But the man responsible for their service keeps everyone volunteering on task, and perhaps more importantly, keeps them laughing.
Need to pay our wages.
Unfortunately, nothing happens.
Yeah, and by the way, your pay is all doubled this year.
Doubled this year?
Yeah.
Twice as much as what you gave us last year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the first time this happened.
I hope you're appreciative.
Gary Timmer can be seen bouncing around faster than most men half his age. The only thing quicker than his fleet feet may be his wit and ability to instantly connect with total strangers.
Thank you.
Good.
No problem. That's $5 each.
Oh. Timmer is this year's Tulip Time Volunteer Service Award winner. After nearly half a century of life in the Tulip City, Timmer has left an indelible mark with countless hours spending his free time and making Pella just a little more welcoming to anyone stopping by the neighborhood.
If you have anything you need, just, you know, lots of people running around with Dutch costumes, but just go up to anyone and say, I need this. And they'll probably tell you how they get along without it.
Timmer says the origin of the friendly service began over 35 years ago as motor coaches would pull in next to the information windmill.
The first year I was working here, and a few buses pulled up, and I said, man, we got to do something about that. And I'd get on, and then I said to the committee, look, we need to have a separate group of people greeting buses, not tied up there. And so they said, okay, do it. So I did. And I've done it ever since.
While he might be a little shy to admit it, his longtime friends understand his importance on the celebration. Town crier Brian Vandeloon has a front row seat to the work of Gary and his staff. He says the amount of time, effort, and organization to make it all flow wouldn't be possible without Timmer's unique energy.
Some of the tours come back year after year after year, and you know, my years of being around the downtown area and talking to, you know, the tour guides that come back year after year with different people, they'll tell you that, you know, this is one of the most organized, best run festivals, events that they go to, and it starts with Gary. You know, that experience starts there, because if it doesn't start well, you can do a lot of other things really well, and their first impression is going to be what lasts. So obviously he's doing a lot of things because we keep having buses come back.
Timmer says his main goal is to make every person on the bus feel welcome, and he and his friends and family will go to just about any length to make it happen.
Well, it was my wife. She was working here at the information mill, and two men from Wisconsin came on a tour bus, and they wanted to go out to Vermeer Manufacturing because they owned some Vermeer equipment and wondered how they could get out there. And we racked our brain a little bit, and my wife said, take my car. And the car was sitting fairly close, you know, and we thought, well, we'll lose that parking place. So they took it and they drove out there and brought it back, came in, gave her the keys and said, I got you parked closer than you were. It's a wonderful story because that's what we do. We try to really help people as they come, and Those guys could never have gone to Vermeer.
Steering committee member David Vollmer believes Timmer embodies Tulip Time's spirit of volunteerism.
He bleeds Delft blue. You know, that's Gary. And that's what you want in a great volunteer. And that's something that you can't put a price on, of the hours that he puts in and the dedication he puts in and the love. It's a love for the community.
And Vollmer says for the select group coming in on the buses each year, their experience with Gary stands up among the great traditions of Tulip Time.
He can step on any bus, have their attention in like 3 seconds, and I'm sure that a lot of people will remember Tulip Time and the flowers and the food, but I'm sure many of them will remember Gary as well.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.